Test 82, Section 4, Question 10. Here we're looking for a parallel reasoning. We'll start with the conclusion, which is either way, Thompson is bound to lose the election, so going to lose. So A, whether or not a new art center will be built depends on Chen's decision. No, that's not an either way X is going to happen. So the company will lose employees no matter what it decides. That sounds pretty good. So the council has no choice but to appropriate money. It's not great, but I would still like B a little better. Either way, the city will make progress. It's pretty similar. I mean, it says progress in improving, whereas the other one's losing employees. B and D are close enough that I'd probably check them. So the project success does not depend on Madsen. So I'd pick between B and D and then come back to it and double check. So then we'd come back and we'd look at those. If Thompson appeals on to moderates, his ardent supporters will desert him and he will not have enough votes. So if he does X, he won't win. However, if he doesn't do X, these moderates will vote for his opponent and he will not have enough. So then he won't win. So if he does X, he won't win. If he doesn't do X, he won't win. So either way, he's not going to win. So then we look at B. If they decide to relocate, it will lose a number of employees since it won't move. But if they decide to stay where it is now, it will lose a number of employees since they're unhappy. So it will lose no matter what it decides. Yeah, B is spot on. If you wanted to look at why some of the others are wrong, if they approve a small increase in property, there will be enough to restore the swimming pool. If it approves a large increase in property, okay, these are totally different things. It's not an X and a not X. So yeah, B would be our correct response.